Welcome to this exploration of your spiritual journey. Let's join together with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Today's video is a little different. As we conclude this series on desires, we found a video of Jane's that is really a complete encapsulation of everything that she has taught on the subject of desires. In a relatively short video, she covers everything and the high points of all the other videos that we've been exploring together. And she starts off talking about karma, the karmic ball, and how we bring into this lifetime impressions out of which this lifetime was created through our life plan. Then she goes on to talk about how we're cooperating with that life plan by aligning with the greatest desire of our heart. Let's watch this together and learn about how desires work through karma to fulfill our life plans.
Hi, I'm back again, and I'm holding my karmic ball. We talked about this in my last YouTube, and I want to just take a moment to address it again. This is your karma. When I realize this is my karma, now what do I do with it? And I'm sure you're asking, oh well, is this important? It's very, very important. What is karma made out of? How do we create karma? Your karma is designed to cooperate with your life plan. And karma is designed by your desires. The most important thing I can say to you today is, what is your greatest desire of your heart? What is the thing that compels you to move forward? That desire has great energy, and it began as we were little parts of God, and God desired to create us. So the first desire was God's desire to create us. And so we were created out of God's great heart to have all these souls evolving on His wonderful planet, on His universal planet, if you will, the cosmic energy of the universe. He desired us. We came from God's heart of hearts, and He brought us through His great love for Himself and His desire to have this, all these souls to play in the universal storehouse of all the things that are possible. God desired you. That's how you were created. Out of God's heart, He said, I want to have a family. And He desired all of us. Trillions and trillions and trillions of us. And through the process of those desires, God put within our heart the desire to evolve. If we didn't have the desire in our heart to dissolve and evolve through many future planetary possibilities, we would just stagnate and not move forward. But we were given this desire of our heart to move forward. So as I began to understand how important the desire of my heart was, I started to investigate myself. I started to stand back and say, Jane, what is it that you really want this lifetime? And you know, when I was a little girl, I was like 6 years old, I said to my mom, God's going to talk to me someday. And that was a desire of that little six-year-old's heart. She wanted God to talk to her, not even knowing at that six-year-old level what that truly meant, what it truly meant to her soul. But I was only six, and when you're six, you have a better understanding of your soul than when you're 16. You start to forget. You start to forget. But I knew that my heart was wanting to know God. So that was the beginning of my desire. And the answer came from my parents, well, God wants you to live a good life, to have a family, and to be kind and loving. You know, that was okay for a very short time. I needed to know more. And I just had this innate feeling that there God was going to speak to me someday. That was a desire. That was the desire of this little girl's heart at such an early age. And I have a suspicion that many of you that are watching this have had a heart's desire to move in consciousness, to know God, to know the universe, to know more about who you are, and you weren't satisfied with just what parents told you or what religion told you, or you wanted to know more about that aspect of yourself that was that genuine heartfelt desire. Your desires have energy. Your desire brought you here. It has an energy of its own. So I would like you to examine your desires, so that next week when we come back to the desires of your heart, we can discuss this. And I can maybe give you some tools and some more understanding to help you move into that space of truly knowing who you are. We're about education. We are about changing lives and the understanding of why we're here and what we need to do in the best interest of your soul. Examine your desires, and I'll talk to you next week, and we will look at this great ball of karma and how to work in our best interest instead of having things just simply happen to us and we say, oh, what do I do now? Don't you want to be on top of it? I sure did. See you next week.
Well, as we saw, we bring into this lifetime karmic impressions that are put together for a life plan in which we maximize the potential for spiritual growth. And at the very center of that life plan is something that Jane calls the desire of your heart. You came in with it. It's a desire for your greatest spiritual awakening. And so you might want to look back over your lifetime, maybe go back to your earliest days as a child and ask yourself, when was I aware of something perhaps I couldn't put into words? Maybe it was something that I just felt in my heart when I was out in nature or looked up at the sky, felt feelings of love. Just had an innate sense of. She talks about this in her life when she knew that God was going to talk to her. I remember when I was very, very young, younger than that age in which I would have desires like I wanted candy bars or I wanted a new toy. But at the very earliest memories, there was a sense of wonder and connection with all that is. Something that was just a part of me, and I think is a part of every young child. And by going back in your memory to that time, you can access that feeling out of which you can articulate the desire of your heart that you brought into this lifetime. And understand that although the desire of your heart is unique to you, you have your own explanation and language of it, it's something that you share with all other souls on this planet. We all have a desire on our heart to awaken in the infinite, even though we may not know what that means. The question we need to ask ourselves is, how are we using our wills to back up our commitment to that desire of our heart? And how strong is that commitment? We can see how strong that commitment is by watching what we do each day. Do we take the time to meditate? Do we find ourselves remembering to stay in the observer self and observe our life from a detached point of view, to use every situation in life as a possibility of growth rather than just something that happens to us? Do we use journaling techniques such as the seven steps that are found in the spiritual Power Tools book? Do we find ourselves just being aware of being itself? These are the ways that we back up the desire of our heart, the commitment that we make with our wills. Our spiritual practices are so important. So we want to strengthen your connection with that spiritual desire on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. when we have our spiritual support gathering. 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday night. The link is in the chat room, or it's also found on the website. And this is where you can connect with other souls who are on this spiritual journey with you, and you can strengthen your commitment to that spiritual desire. We also want to thank you for your donations to the Center for Enlightenment. Our Thursday night support group is led by certified Spiritual for Enlightenment teachers, and we have a group of willing volunteers who help the spiritual teachings get out through the postings that we make, through the classes, through the Thursday night group, and your donations make all the difference. The link for this is in the chat room, and it's also found on the website. And now let's take a moment to just move into a time of meditation and know that the commitment that we have made to that spiritual desire to know God, to wake up in our true self, to awaken in the infinite. However we put this for ourselves, that spiritual commitment is being strengthened right now. And by just letting go and quieting our minds, and resting in being. Resting in being. We connect with this spiritual commitment to our heart's desire. And now, as we bring ourselves back to the presence of the room that we're in, aware of the chair in which we're sitting, we just open our eyes and we remember that this week is our great opportunity to awaken to that spiritual desire and to strengthen that commitment. We put our will to it by meditating each and every day, by staying in our observer self and bringing ourselves back to the focus and centeredness of that observer self various times throughout the day. I encourage you this week to get in touch with your heart's desire and to use your spiritual practices to strengthen that connection with that inner heart of you that you brought in this life plan. Enjoy your journey this week. Bye for now.